And finally, Pope Benedict XVI today met with members of the Christian World Communions. They were in Rome to attend a meeting entitled Visions of Christian Unity. Eamon McCarthy has more.
The Christian World Communions includes representatives from the Anglican, Lutheran, and Methodist communions, as well as the Orthodox churches. Formed in the middle of the 19th century, there are annual meetings to discuss issues of common interest and, of course, ecumenism. Greeting participants, Pope Benedict told them that every step towards Christian unity serves to proclaim the gospel.
It is clear to us all that today's world is in need of a new evangelization, a fresh accounting on the part of Christians for the hope that is in them.
Yet, said the Pope, those who profess that Jesus Christ is Lord are tragically divided and cannot always give a consistent common witness. Herein, he affirmed, lies an enormous responsibility for us all.
The theological dialogues in which many Christian world communions have been engaged are characterized by a commitment to move beyond the things that divide towards the unity in Christ which we seek. However daunting the journey, we must not lose sight of the final goal, full visible communion in Christ and in the Church.
Pope Benedict noted that progress may be slow at times, but that there is too much at stake now to turn back. On the contrary, he said, there are good reasons to forge ahead.
The Conference of Secretaries of the Christian World Communions continues to grapple with important questions of its identity and its specific role in the ecumenical movement. Let us pray that such reflection will bring fresh insight regarding the perennial ecumenical question of reception, and that it will help to strengthen the common witness so necessary today.